So a diamond from Africa sells for tens of millions of dollars. And for our next story, a community in Africa that's got a different sort of wealth. But this poor community in Kenya had a problem. It had lots to sell, but no money to buy anything. Its economy was at a standstill because there was no cash. So an American economist proposed a radical solution. Valerie Hamilton has our story.
Every picture you've ever seen of an African slum, that's this place. It's called Bangladesh, but it's outside of Mombasa on Kenya's coast. Dirt roads packed hard by bare feet, open sewers running next to them filled with trash. The main road is lined with blocks and blocks of tin-roofed sheds with tiny businesses inside. Everybody here is an entrepreneur just to survive.
Me, I have a tomato or cabbages business.
Emma Onyango sells vegetables from a little wooden stall. Other people sell fish or cornmeal. The mayor repairs clothes on an ancient sewing machine. The community is really poor, and so while everyone is selling something, very few people have cash to buy anything.
Imagine a silly situation where a bunch of people sitting around with goods and services to trade with each other, yet they're not because they don't have money. It sounds insane, right? Well, it is insane. It's dumb.
Economist Will Ruddick is American, but he lives in Mombasa. He got together last year with a group of local business people and started asking some pretty revolutionary questions.
What is this thing that's called money that they need so that they're not poor? So can we replace that with something that they can use on a daily basis?
Their answer was to print a kind of paper voucher that people could use instead of cash for their local trade. More than 100 business people signed up to use it, like a microcredit loan, but backed by the faith and credit of the community, not the bank. They named it Bangla Pesa, after the name of the slum and the Swahili word for money.
Hey, yeah, Bangla Pesa.
A Bangla Pesa is something like an IOU, except that it represents goods throughout the local economy rather than a one-on-one debt. Say you pay Emma 20 Bangla Pesa for her tomatoes. She can then get 20 Bangla Pesas worth of anything she wants that's for sale in the Bangla Pesa system, no cash required. That lets her save her Kenyan cash for things outside the local economy, things like bus fare and school fees.
We never had any savings, but after discovering Bangla Pesa, our Kenya money, we could even put them somewhere. Our children could be going to school.
When the people here started using the vouchers in May, everyone suddenly had more resources to spend. Will Ruddick says trade jumped 22% in the first week.
And it was about 3 weeks after that that the police decided that it was a forgery.
It started with articles in the local paper that implied Bangla Pesa was part of a secessionist movement with shady links to Islamic terrorists. You can imagine what happened next.
First, they came into the community and started rounding people up.
We were threatened, don't use this money, it is bad money.
The police were running around asking people, you know, whose door to knock down and, you know, who's abetting the terrorists and that sort of thing.
Our names, we were just like people who had killed somebody, who had done something which had not been done.
Kenyan police threw Ruddick Onyango and four other community leaders in jail and charged them with bank fraud. They faced up to 7 years.
The six denied the charges and were released on bail.
Now, although this was news in Kenya, it wasn't the first time something like this had happened. Currency experiments like Bangla Pesa have ended up in court in Thailand and Brazil, too, and they've won. Ruddick spent the summer fighting the charges with a public education campaign. Here's a video he produced on YouTube.
With Bangla Pesa flowing through the community, trade increases and the market stabilizes.
An international conference of complementary currencies at The Hague circulated a petition in support of Bangla Pesa. More than 600 people signed it. After 4 months, Kenya's public prosecutor finally dropped the charges. Since then, it's taken a few weeks to convince people in the slum that it's safe to use Bangla Pesa again.
We are really frustrated because business is down.
The community had to pay to print new vouchers with holograms and security seals. But this month, Bangla Pesa are going back into circulation. This time, Ruddick says, the local government is invited to celebrate the launch. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Mombasa, Kenya.